In a previous halakha yomit, we discussed the concept of en ma'avidim ala mitzvot, that we do not pass over a mitzvah that's in front of us to go do another mitzvah. So today we discuss some other applications of this principle. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Siman Taf Lamed Bet, Se'if Het, he discusses a case where a person is making bedikat hametz, that he should not skip over rooms that are further from him, but he should start checking the rooms that are closest to him, based on the principle of en ma'avirim ala mitzvot. Furthermore, the discussion would be, if a person has the mitzvah pidyon on him, so the mitzvah, let's say, is after 30 days, one should do the mitzvah as quick as possible. Because the Mefarshim explained that in ma'avidim ala mitzvot is not only on the mitzvot themselves, but on time. Meaning one should not pass the time of a mitzvah once that time has come. Therefore, the pidyon preferably should be done at the earliest time possible. Similarly, we know the Hadakah brings down that on Motza'e Kippur, that would be the opportune or most opportune time to start building the sukkah, because that's already the proper time to start in the mitzvot, in the new fiscal year for mitzvot, so to speak. So therefore, the Hadakah says that one should begin the preparations of the sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. The Ben Ish Chai, in his She'elot U'Tshuvot Torah Lishma in Siman Samech Vav, has a question. A person went to the bathroom, and now, of course, when he comes out, he has to make Asheri Atzar. Well, instead of making Asheri Atzar immediately, he went and he ate something. For example, he says, even if he ate dates, now he has to make a Beracha Harunav Me'in Shalosh. Which Beracha does he make first, the Asheri Atzar or the Me'in Shalosh? So again, the Ben Ish Chai says, since the first mitzvah that was on him was the Asheri Atzar, he says, in Ma'avirim, you don't skip over the mitzvah that was on you first to go do the second mitzvah. Hence he says, in that case you would make the Asheri Atzar first. Last but not least, the Chidah in She'elot U'Tshuvot Chayim Sha'al, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Lamed Aleph, discusses a case where, let's say, a child was sick and he was unable to take a Brit Milah on the proper time. But subsequently, 30 days pass, and this child was a Bechor, and now it's his time for his Pidyon. So therefore, the Chidah says, what do we do? Do we wait for the Pidyon? Do we wait for the Brit Milah? Or do we do the Pidyon immediately? And he says, clearly, peshita, it's obvious, she'en la'akevet ha'pidyon mahmat ha'milah. We do not delay the pidyon because of the brit milah. And he says, on the contrary, habiva mitzvah b'sha'ata, a mitzvah in its proper time is more endearing, and therefore, since now is the time for the pidyon, and the milah is unable to be done, so therefore, clearly, he says, the milah is done whenever, but the pidyon is done immediately. So let's just review some of the halakhot we discussed. Number one, in bidikat hametz, you shouldn't skip over the rooms, you do the closest room first. Number two, one should do the mitzvot the first time he has the ability, for example, the sukkah right after Kippur, and the pidyon on the earliest time possible. A person would make Asheri Atzar before Beracha Haronah, since that came on him first in the case that we discussed. And of course, if a milah cannot be done, the pidyon would come in the proper time, and then followed later by the milah.